Good afternoon, everyone. Sorry. Have you ever felt tired before? Like, really tired, utterly exhausted, spiritless? I used to drive between Texas and Oregon a lot. I don't recommend doing this, but one time I was really anxious to get home, and I drove 25 hours straight one way to get home, and I was tired one after that. I remember getting into my bed, and I just fell flat into my face, and I just experienced in real time what it felt like to fall asleep. I could watch my body just shut down. It was sort of crazy. I felt really tired, and I'm sure you all have felt tired from time to time as well. Sometimes life, and through different circumstances, calls us upon us to forego sleep from time to time. Or we go through different trials, or we do different things that take a lot of strength out of us, and we are exhausted. Well, there's another type of tiredness I want to talk about today, a weariness, specifically a weariness of doing good. Now, Paul talks about this a couple times in the New Testament. Let's first turn to one of these places. Let's turn to 2 Thessalonians 3, verse 13. 2 Thessalonians 3, verse 13. At the end of his letter, Paul admonished the church. Verse 13. But as for you, brethren, do not grow weary in doing good. It's an interesting sentence. Why would one tire from doing good? I mean, isn't doing good its own reward? It's something we just do natural? Well, today I want to talk about how we can get weary or grow weary doing good, and what things we need to try and do to overcome that from happening to us. So first off, what does it mean here to do good in this passage? Well, if you look at that Greek word for good, it means, you know, doing good, but also Strong's definition expounds upon it by saying it's virtuous, living a virtuous life, to live one's life by a series of moral and ethical principles. For us as Christians, that's fairly simple. That's, you know, God's principles. It's Christian values that we got to live by. So doing good is a very basic sort of job description of what as we as Christians are supposed to do on this earth. It's our calling as Christians to live by God's principles, avoiding sin, showing love to others through good works. A few things that doing good is definitely not, though, is having good intentions. That's definitely not actually doing good. Anyone can have good intentions, but if you don't do anything about it, it means nothing. Or talking about doing good. Sure, it feels good talking about things that we want to do in our lives, good things, but it's just talk. It makes us feel good, but doesn't mean anything to God. So doing good, it takes decisive action. It takes a choice that we have to make, whether or not we'll live by God's way of life, or if we want to live by our own way and make our own choices. So is doing good something that one can really grow weary at? Well, yes. I mean, obviously, Paul brings this up. Let me first ask you this, though, to bring this to yourself. Is well-doing, doing good, something that always comes natural to you? Think about that. Is it something that comes natural? In every circumstance, every situation, when you're given a choice, do you always make the right one and it's just second nature to you? If that's you, I need to get to know you a little better, because I would love to learn how you do it. But for me, and I'm assuming some of you, doing good is a conscious choice I have to make every day. To go against my carnal nature and to overcome that, to do what's right in every circumstance and every situation that we come across. When we think about it this way, you know, how doing good is an action, then it can make more sense why it's easy to become tired from doing it. Because doing good, one thing it makes us, one reason why it makes us weary is it takes a lot of energy, it takes willpower. Now, willpower is something I'm going to expound upon a little bit later. But willpower is something that studies keep coming out showing how it's a finite resource that we have. It's an energy within us that we use to overcome certain things, temptation, self-control. We use it for decision-making. Whenever we have lots of decisions to make, it can drain our willpower. So whenever we have to make a conscious choice to do the right thing, and if it's not something that comes natural, it takes willpower, which can drain us. It can get tiring. Doing good usually involves some sort of sacrifice. When we're doing God's way or helping others, it usually means we're sacrificing our own wants and desires. I mean, haven't you ever wanted to do something, but you just, you know, I really should probably do this. And you just use your willpower, and with God's help, you just do it because you know it's the right thing. You sacrifice your own desires and sacrifice your time, your energy, all sorts of things because you're putting others and God first. When we're helping or when we're doing good, we can grow weary because sometimes we don't always get the immediate outcome that we always desire. For instance, when we help others, sometimes we might not even get a simple thank you, but we still need to do it because it's the right thing. Sometimes we grow weary when we work with or have to deal with difficult people because that takes a lot of patience. Patience can make us weary if we run out of it. Another reason or another thing that can make us feel weary is when we think we're the only ones doing the right thing. Maybe at work and you're surrounded by a lot of people and they're all just trying to work hard to accomplish their own goals and self-centered and just it's all about their own personal, you know, goals in life, and they don't really care about others, and you're trying to do the right thing, you're trying to stay humble and serve others, it can maybe feel lonely, and that can really be tiring and make us grow weary. About that last point I made, though, if we look earlier in 2 Thessalonians, we can get some context about a similar circumstance. Let's go to verse 11 in that second chapter, that third chapter of 2 Thessalonians. Verse 11, for we hear that there are some who walk among you in a disorderly manner, not working at all, but are busybodies. Now those who are such we command and exhort through our Lord Jesus Christ that they work in quietness and eat their own bread. But as for you, brethren, do not grow weary in doing good. So it looks like there are some people that they weren't working, they weren't taking care of themselves, they were busy getting into other people's business. And that made people weary. Just because other people around you might not be doing the right thing does not mean you shouldn't. You got to keep pushing on and not grow weary. Paul, if anyone had an excuse to grow weary, Paul is definitely one of them. I don't want to list all the stuff he suffered, but he went through so much for the sake of the gospel, for doing the right thing. If he had an excuse to be weary, it was him. But he is the one encouraging us to continue on, to not grow weary. So how do we not grow weary in our own lives through all the trials that we face and struggles day to day, going through all the little things that pick at us one at a time? I just have 3 points that I want to talk about to leave you with. First point, to not grow weary in doing good, we must maintain and harness our willpower. That might sound like a weird point, but I mentioned this earlier. Something for us to think about. Willpower, like I mentioned, is a finite resource, and it's a very important thing that we control in our lives. Obviously, we got to pray to God to have self-control in our lives, but there's some things, practical things we can do to not grow tired in our everyday life. We got to be aware of how we're using our energy throughout the day. For instance, you know, if you're having to make a ton of choices, remember, that was one thing that drains your willpower. If you have to take tons, if you make a lot of choices throughout the day, that can be draining. And at the end of the day, you might not have the energy or willpower to make more choices that are for someone's good, for doing well. So maybe a remedy for that is if you have to make a lot of choices, see how much you can automate a lot of the choices you make each day. Planning ahead, make some choices the night before. A simple example I want to use is Mark Zuckerberg. You probably recognize the name, CEO of Facebook. He is famous for wearing the same outfit to work every day, same jeans and t-shirt, because he does not want to have to think about what to wear each morning. I can relate to that. It's just something else he has to worry about making a decision, something else that drains your willpower, something else that you need to have it on tap in your tank, so to speak. So when there is a circumstance, you need all your energy to go above and beyond to do the right thing, that it's there. Something else that can help maintain our willpower is making sure we have or that we maintain our blood sugar throughout the day, you know, not letting us go too hungry throughout the day. You've probably experienced this before, but when you ever get really hungry, do you ever make a lot of bad decisions in that state? Like if you ever go grocery shopping, you're really hungry, you probably walk out with a huge crate of donuts and you're just looking at yourself, why did I do that? So we've all done it. So watch how you're feeling throughout the day. If you get hungry, you know, I bring snacks with me all the time, you know, to maintain the blood sugar and so we don't make rash decisions. So it's all about promoting a lifestyle of balance. You can think of it just in priorities with how I use our time. You know, example could be on what not to do. Hopefully this isn't you, but if you're working a job and you're working 80 hours a week, how are you going to have the time or energy or willpower left to do anything good with your life outside of that job? You barely even have enough time to probably do the basics like prayer and study. How are you supposed to go above and beyond to help people or pray for other people or help people out? Or, you know, it's just something to think about. So we need to harness our willpower so we always have the energy to say yes to doing good and doing the right thing. My second point, to not grow weary in doing good, we must always look to our reward to stay inspired, enthusiastic. Let's go to Galatians 6, verse 9. This is the second place where Paul admonishes the church to not grow weary. Galatians 6, verse 9. And let us not grow weary while we do good, for in due season we shall reap if we do not lose heart. We cannot lose heart because we will reap in due season. What is he talking about there? Well, we will reap a reward of eternal life. And that's something we got to stay excited about. We'll be rewarded eternal life, plus all the other rewards and blessings that God deems us worthy to receive. Yes, grace is a free gift from God, but he's also judging our actions every day, and he will reward us accordingly. You know, we got to picture ourselves in the kingdom. And maybe a good activity that can help with that is right now, or maybe later today, here's something homework for you to do. Maybe write out a short list of three things that you're most excited about the millennium or the kingdom of God. Three things. And write them out and maybe put them somewhere on the wall. So when you look at that, you see that, and you're like, yes, that's exciting. I want to be there. You know, my identity is wrapped around making it to the kingdom, because that will help give us the energy we need to always say yes to doing the good things in life, to overcoming sin, and all that we need to do as Christians. Point number three, to not grow weary, we must always consider what Christ did for us. We must consider daily what he did for us. Let's turn to a third scripture, Hebrews chapter 12, verse 1. Hebrews 12, verse 1. Let me read this fairly quickly. We're going to go through about three verses. Therefore, we also, since we are surrounded by so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which so easily ensnares us, and let us run with endurance the race that is set before us, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and has sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. Verse 3. For consider him who endured such hostility from sinners against himself, lest you become weary and discouraged in your soul. Sorry, I felt like I needed to go deeper there. Weary and discouraged in your soul. Sorry, when I read this, what speaks to me is, what really reaches out of the page is, we got to suck it up. Forgive me. When I read this, it's like, no matter the stuff that I go through in my life, trials that I face, things that I suffer, it is nothing compared to what Christ did for us. Really, when I look at my life, sometimes it's an embarrassment for some of the things that I let, you know, knock me down compared to what he went through for us. We can't grow weary in doing good because Christ didn't grow weary. No, he did not. Christ, the man on the brink of death on the cross, still had the energy to look down and ask for God to forgive the men who were crucifying him. I mean, think about that. That is really powerful. He had the energy to encourage the thief next to him, on the other cross, next to him. Would you have that energy? Or would you have taken that time to just focus on yourself and just buckle down and just, you know, I just got to get through this. I'm almost done. No, he pushed through. He didn't grow weary in doing good. He kept going beyond, above and beyond the bare bones minimum, and did amazing things to encourage us. So, as we strive to live a good life, a virtuous life, a life of well-doing, we can't grow weary. We've got to use our willpower. We've got to stay strong. We've got to manage it in the right way so we always have the energy to say yes for doing the good and right things in our life. We've got to stay inspired, looking at the reward, looking at the kingdom, seeking first the kingdom, imagining ourselves there. Remember those that list of three things I want you to write out? You know, put it on your wall when you get home. Maybe have the first thing you see when you wake up. So we stay excited, and so you can start anticipating the kingdom. So we always have the energy to go above and beyond. And lastly, we've got to keep looking at Christ's example. Look at Paul's example. Paul suffered so much, yet he continued to encourage others to not grow weary and to keep doing good. Paul didn't grow weary. Christ, hanging from the cross, didn't grow weary. We can't grow weary.